Blog Talk Radio.
QT Doc, coming to you under the auspices of Kingdom Buddhist International Institute, under the direction of Prophetess and Pastor Teresa Doc. Amen, amen. God is just a wonderful God. Lean on God. We are not strong. Like God said, lean not to your own understanding, but to His. Let us pray. Oh God, of all the people, Father God, you knew us and chose us before you formed us in the womb. Fill us with faith that speaks your word, hope that does not disappoint you, and love that bears all things, Father, for your sake. Until that day, we shall know you fully, understand you, study your word and show ourselves approved as we are known by you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I'm coming to you out of Psalm 71. This message is about leaning on God. Leaning on God, because we all, in our lifetime, have looked for somebody to lean on. You know, we have men that we always try to lean on, our brothers and our sisters, our mothers and our fathers. But we need to lean on God. Amen. You know, one of my favorite books in the Bible is among the 150 Psalms, we find many that are particularly helpful when life is painful, difficult, or challenging. Some Psalms, like the 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He will lead me beside the Lord. Or the 27th Psalm, or the 51, or the 100th Psalm, or the 100th Psalm, the mirror. If we read it, or if we hear them. However, there are many that we may not know as well. I particularly like Psalm 71. For example, it is written from the perspective of an older person. It says in verse 9, "Do not cast me out in the time of my old age. Do not forsake me when my strength is spent." Amen. Psalms 71 describes how one person leaned on God and was strongly supported throughout his life. We are invited to do the same. Whether you're old or young, young people tend to lean on their parents or their guardians or their uncles or their aunts or their grandmother. But this 71 talks of the older, of this older age, talk about when you get older, you need somebody to lean on. So he trusted God so much, he didn't lean on God his whole life. Amen. I find the faith of this psalm very helpful and encouraging. This psalm begins with, "In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me and rescue me. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be to me a rock of refuge, a rock, a strong fortress to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress. Rescue me, O my Lord. Rescue me, O my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of the unjust and cruel. For you, O Lord, are my hope, my trust. O Lord, from my youth, upon you I have leaned from my birth. It was you who took me from my mother's womb. My praise is continually of you." Amen. I mean, what does that mean to be able to say, "For you, O Lord, O my, upon you I have leaned from my birth"? Now, first I know that this is it's not third person speaking, it's first person speech to the Lord. I mean, I'm speaking directly to the Lord, rather than to a third person, you know, about the Lord. I mean, this statement is not, "The Lord is my hope," but "You, O Lord, are my hope." Let me just say, this statement is not, "The Lord is my hope." It's "You, O Lord, are my hope." The psalmist in this psalm prayer is expressed very personally as if to a lifelong friend, which is, in a sense, is who God wants to be for all of us, a lifelong companion. Amen. Now, verse 17 proclaims that, "O God, from my youth you have taught me, and I still proclaim your wondrous deeds." The psalmist doesn't just know about God. This psalmist knows God. That's why we should study to show ourselves the truth. That is why the sense of hope and trust is so strong, regardless of the presence of the wicked, the unjust, and the cruel who oppress and threaten us. Clearly, some things haven't changed in this world in thousands of years since the Psalms was written. We are still invited and challenged to lean on the Lord, even though the wicked, unjust, and cruel are still a threat. We know that Satan is all around us, and we know that he's all of us, but if we lean on God, we lean on him, and we lean to his understanding, regardless of the threat, regardless of Satan around us and trying to kill, steal, and destroy, we know that as long as we lean on the Lord, you know, there's going to be some good times and bad times, but God is there. He's going to bring us through, even in the face of difficult circumstances, when our faith may waver and hang by a thread. Psalm 71 encourages us to hope in the Lord. Hope is confidence, desire. It's feeling that something desirable is likely to happen. I mean, for people of faith, God is the source of our hope, the source of our confidence that something good will happen or can emerge from disappointment and headache. Amen. The psalmist in 71 is telling the world, "My hope and my trust have been in God since I was young. I am not going to stop hoping and trusting now that I am older." Amen. The God is just so good. Now, looking back you know, over our course of life, if someone is able to impart several spiritual lessons. First, someone says, a strong faith in and devotion to God is no guarantee against problems and complications in our life. From the context of this psalm, it seems that this individual has devoted his life to God, perhaps at the temple as a musician. Yet the very first verse of the psalm identifies God as a place of refuge. For the psalmist, a place of refuge implies that there is someone or something from which refuge is desired, and indicates a life that isn't free from trouble. Yet in the face of trouble, the psalmist still trusts God. We must do the same as saints. As we face obstacles, as we face adversity, we must trust God. Our faith must be in God. And no matter what we see with our natural eye, we must walk by faith and not by sight. I mean, trust is a reliance on a confidence in good quality, especially fairness, truth, honor, or ability. The psalmist believes that God is trustworthy, true, and honorable. That is why he has leaned on the Lord since his birth. Amen. Secondly, the psalmist affirms that it's God's nature to provide refuge, deliverance, and support. To lean on someone or something, whether a wall, a chair, or the Lord, means that we trust it will support us or hold us up. Without that support, we might fall. And that's what the same trust we must have in God. You know, we lean on a chair, we lean on the wall, sometimes we lean on each other and hoping that he or she doesn't move out of the way for us to fall and hit our head on something. I mean, have you ever trusted to fall as part of a team building? Remember that exercise we played as kids? And we eventually did it in school sometime, in gym class. Remember doing part of a game that we used to play, that we get into small groups and maybe we have a ladder or a chair around, and we have four or five people around us, and we climb up, one person climb up on the chair, and without looking, and we turn our backs to the people that are supposed to catch us, you know, and the rest of the friends or the students, you know, in two lines moving out from the base of the ladder in a way that we get ready to fall back, and we were supposed to let ourselves fall backwards and trust that the people, our friends or our classmates behind us, will catch us. You know, I remember that looking at it in the group that I recall, saying something to a couple of guys that I knew who also played sports, and I knew they were strong enough to catch me. And we need to make sure that there's someone strong in the middle, so no one hits the floor, because, you know, there might be some students, amen? There might be some students who are bigger than others, but not as strong. We depended on them to catch us before we hit the net or before we hit the floor or something. You know, everything went okay in the group I was in. I never managed to catch everyone, but I was caught and everyone in my group was caught. But there was another group that actually got hurt because the group failed to catch one of the students, and his head hit the floor. Amen. This is not what you want to have happen in a trust building exercise, in a trust building in your life. This illustration that I just depicted to you, what can happen in life if you put your trust in man. Sometimes they can disappoint you, let you fall. Sometimes they will, you know, not focus on what you are focusing on, and you will slip and fall and maybe hit your head. I mean, the good people with the best intention can let us down. Amen? We have to remember that. But the psalm says that God He's like a rock or a fortress. We can lean on God and know we're not going to get dropped. The psalmist affirmed that it is God's nature to provide rescue, deliverance, and support. Look, not long ago, I was watching a movie. It was a little while ago. Movie about Forrest Gump, you know, and it caught my attention. It came to my remembrance when Forrest Gump and his best friend Bubba are in Vietnam, and it's nighttime and it's raining. And Bubba said to Forrest, he said, "I'm going to lean up against you, and you just lean right back against me. This way, we don't have to sleep with our heads in the mud. You know why we're a good partnership." You know, Forrest is telling him, "Cause we be watching out for one another, like brothers and stuff." And since hearing that, you know, I've been thinking about the idea of who are you leaning on? Who is keeping your head out of the mud? Who are you supporting and helping to keep upright? Whether we're married or single, old or young, we can be a source of support. Yeah, I didn't call my one of my sisters and Sister Rachel, and we were in California. We were attending college together, and Rachel and I were, my sister, we were out there, and it was just us, and we were leaning on each other. And, I mean, she's a beautiful person and a very dependable person. I just love her so dearly. And I look how we just lean on each other when something happens, and we share stories and things, and we do things together. And I'm talking about leaning on it. Who are you leaning on it? And I recall that my wife was talking about her brother Richard, who's since passed, and how we lean on each other, and how Richard would go to her for things. And it's funny how he's always there for her when he needed her. We're talking about who are you leaning on? Who are you leaning on? And that needs to be understood. You want to lean on the right person, someone that you can trust, someone that understands you. Ah, you don't hear me. I mean, I'm trying to express to you, who are you supporting and helping to keep upright, to keep that hump out of your back, to keep your back straight? You know, who are you trusting in? Amen. Who is your support? You know, if you talk about who you're leaning on, I'm not talking about the person you're leaning on for drugs. I'm not talking about the person you're leaning on to make a few dollars illegally. I'm not talking about that, you know, that person you want to go out and do wrong, commit a crime to get to satisfy your need or your ego, or the lady you want to use, or the man you want to use. I'm talking about somebody that is devoted to God, that you can lean on, someone that knows God. Psalms 71 teaches us a strong faith. And devotion to God is no guarantee against problems and complications in life. Secondly, Psalm 71 affirms that it's God's very nature to provide refuge, deliverance, and support. Really, we must learn from the psalmist that we are all need somebody to lean on. Amen. Be with us. We need somebody to lean on. Not only has the psalmist lean upon God for birth, he even confesses that it is God who took him from his mother's womb. This realization of complete dependency on God is no doubt one that grew with the psalmist's experience and age. He said wisdom comes with age. In our time, society has managed in various ways to continue reducing God's necessity or even involvement in human life. So the significance of psalmist's witness to our dependency on God is difficult to overstate. Many times, when we depend on God and lean on the Lord, We want to experience the love of support through other people. You know, it's ironic what I'm saying because, you know, I don't care. It could be a coach that you might need to support. We're talking about other people now. You know, it might be your uncle. It might be your sister or brother. We're talking about support. It might be a mentor. It might even be a supervisor. We're talking about leaning on other people, trusting other people to do God's work for you, to help you over the hump, to help you cross that line of hope and faith, to help you keep your head above water, out of the mud. Keep your head up against somebody else so you won't have your face in the mud. Amen? No, Lauren Bethel is an American Baptist missionary. She was serving in the Netherlands, who works to combat human trafficking. She seeks to support others. I understand about depending on the leading of the Lord. In an online post for January, you know, she titled "That's Enough," huh? She shared the following story about her need for housing to help these people to find refuge. You know, she said, "I have lived in a rental apartment here for 4 years and have been happy continuing to live there. The two bedrooms were small, but the living room was spacious. And with lower floors, there was always room for however many guests might show up that need that refuge, that safe haven from that human trafficking." She said, "I love having guests and see it as a major part of her ministry." She had people from all over the world coming to learn from the excellent example of anti-trafficking project that she implemented. But in June, the rent went up, and the landlord made it clear that it will continue to increase each year. And so she started looking on the internet for alternative housing, finding nothing that would work for her. That was less expensive. She said, "I just said, God, you're going to have to deal with this. I have neither the time nor energy to spend." Amen. We're talking about leaning on God to make anything possible. Amen. We're talking about leaning on God. So Psalm 79 echoes the affirmation of Deuteronomy 33:27. It says, "The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms." The old hymns, "Leaning on the Everlasting Arms," was inspired by that verse. A more recent song, you know, it's so beautiful. Bill River, "Lean On Me," was number one in the U.S. in July of 1972. It's almost like a 20th century song. Although it doesn't express, we speak of God. The song has remained popular for 40 years and is still heard on the radio in part due to its universal message that at the time we all need someone to lean on. I mean, ain't God good? His message, his lyrics still radiate today, 40 years later, more than 40 years, of what's going on and how we need someone to lean on. Amen. I mean, there is no one better to lean on than Jesus. Think of the Lord singing this song. Amen. God is just so good. Amen. And we need someone. Even Moses, you know, when he got tired holding up the rod, Aaron was there so Moses could lean on it, so things can be carried out the way God wanted to be carried out. We need someone to lean on. You know, no man is an island. No man is an island. You know, and that love that, Brother Dave talks about on Tuesday every week, he talks about love. I mean, he just, he dwells on the love of God, on the love of your heart towards people. He keeps, you know, bringing that up, and that is so true. He had that love. And people can see that love. People can feel that love. And they know you're going to be there no matter what. And they can go to you with, their problems. With, you know, they can go to you for resource. They can go to you. They want, you know, that, love is there. You know, they lean on. You know, we need somebody to lean on. I mean, our God is an awesome God. And we can't express it even more. We need someone to lean on. Because if you don't, the devil is going to snatch it. Snatch it right from you. Amen? Amen. Take a pause for the call right now.
Always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you.
We're going to go through the trials and tribulations. We're going to, things aren't going to be a hunky-dory. We're going to need somebody to lean on, somebody to understand our cause, our purpose. You know, God is telling you that, you know, he's there for you. And he might send a vessel to stand in his stead so you can go talk to someone that can understand you, that can lead and guide you down that right path. Amen. We're going to need someone to lean on. I mean, if you remember, going to Exodus, Pastor Prophetess Teresa Dox spoke of this on Wednesday, one of these weeks. She talked about how the devil, you know, how they will let you go so far, and he will say, he will tell you, you go so far that I'm not going to let you go too far, but you know that as long as you got God on your hand, your journey is going to be fruitful. You're going to cross over to that river Jordan. And in Exodus, I believe it's 8 and 20, I start with 27, it says, Moses is saying, we will go 3 days instead of Pharaoh, journey into the wilderness and sacrifice to the Lord our God, as he will command us. And God leads you, you're going to have obstacles in your way. You're going to have that stumbling block. You have people telling you, look, man, don't do this, don't do that. Or he might just tell you, go here, you know, you think you can do without this drug? You think you can do that alcohol? You think you can do that a few dollars in your pocket? Go here. See if you can make it on your own. I bet you'll be back. You know, in essence, this is what Pharaoh is saying to Moses. You know, Moses is saying, I'm going. I'm going to sacrifice to my God. I'm going to speak to my God. This is what Pharaoh says in verse 28. Pharaoh says, I will let you go. That's like the drug pusher telling you, go ahead, you be back. You're talking about, man, I'm going to quit. I ain't coming back to you anymore. He's laughing at you. Well, you be back. Pharaoh said, I will let you go that you may sacrifice to the Lord, your God, in the wilderness. Only you shall not go very far away. Intercede for me. You see, Pharaoh is telling you, the demon is telling you, that spirit of whatever it may be that you worship and that you control, that's controlling your thoughts, telling you, I will let you go so far that I know that you don't have the constitution to stay away, because I know you're going to be back. I know you're going to come back to me because I've got what you need. This is what the Satan is telling you. Yeah, I got your smack. Yeah, you can go away telling me you ain't coming back. You know, I paid you your money. You know, I don't owe you anymore. And he's laughing at you because he says, you weak. You know, I know you. That's what Satan is telling you. I know you. Because he knows you because you don't know God. You don't know who you should lean on. You've been leaning on this demon for so long. This burden's on your back. But you don't know how to tell the demon, hey, you know, I don't need you anymore. I don't need to lean on you anymore. I'm going to move forward. So Pharaoh is saying again, I'm going to read it again. He said, I'm going to let you go. You know, that man is telling you. The alcohol is telling you. That drug is telling you. That crime is telling you. That depression is telling you. That paranoia is telling you. That bipolar is telling you. That sickness is telling you. Yeah, I'm going to let you get well for a minute, but I'm going to bring you back here. Because I know you don't have faith. You don't have trust. I trust in me more than you do your God. So he's saying that, he said, that you may sacrifice to the Lord. I'm going to let you go. But he said that you can go into the wilderness, only you shall not go very far. See, and that's what Satan is telling you. You know, but if you lean on Jesus, you allow him to direct your path. You know, you lean on everything else, and it didn't work for you. You still falling with your face in the mud. And you still, as you get up, looking crazy. You know, it's just, you know, and you still don't know what to do. It's time now for you to lean on him. Because our God is an awesome God. You need to lean on him. Amen. Lean on him. I'm thinking of the Lord sending this song to you. Sending the song to all of us. The Lord is saying that the song that Bill Withers is just saying, he said, sometimes in our life, he says, we all have pain. And that's the truth. I don't care. When you're born, as you grow, you're going to have pain. You're going to fall and hurt yourself. You might not make the football team, or you might not make the cheerleading team. You might not make the basketball team. You might not make the baton team. You might not make the band. You might not make it, but we're all going to have sorrow. But if we are wise, the lyrics are saying, we know that there's always tomorrow. That is, those lyrics are so beautiful. It has so much substance to it. I mean, it makes me just shiver sometimes, because there's always tomorrow. We don't look in the past, because the Bible says, you know, the verse said, I might not quote it correctly, you know, forget about those things behind you. Press on to the, you know, towards the mark. You know, forget about the past. We all have sorrow. But if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. Amen. Our God is an awesome God. He's a gracious God. He's a merciful God. He knows what we need. Lean on me when you're not strong. He knows our weakness. Amen. And he will be there for us. And he said, I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on. Those lyrics are so beautiful. Sometimes I think we need to take these lyrics and apply it to our lives. Because if we do that, we won't be so selfish. We won't be so self-centered. We won't apply that in our way. Amen. Our God is an awesome God. Yeah. For it won't be long. For I'm going to need someone to lean on. And we're always going to need someone to lean on. Like I stated before, no man is an island. No man stand alone. We're going to need that. It tells you to please swallow your pride. If I have things you need to borrow. So as you go through life, we're not going to have anything we need. We're going to have to ask someone for something. I don't care what it may be. For no man can fill those of your need that you won't let show. We're talking about lean on me, my brothers and sisters. Lean on God. You just call on me, brother. You know, one of the Pharisees asked Jesus, who are your brothers and sisters? And yada, yada, yada. And Jesus said, my brother and sister is the one that's in Christ Jesus, the one that knows the Lord. They said, you just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. It is a load you have to bear that you can't carry. Just like Brother Davis was in the military for 37 years, sometimes you got that pack on your back, and you got some soldiers just not used to carrying that much load on their back. Until he gets used to carrying it, until he knows how to lift it and how to run with it. He's gonna need somebody to help him along, and being a soldier, being a team player, team makes the dream work, and we can push it and help others to make it across that finish line. We're gonna need somebody to lean on. And if there is that load you have to bear that you can't carry, I am right up the road. I'll share your load if you just call me. Some of us that pride family, we don't call for help. We're too proud. We think we know it all. We think we can do it all. But you can't do it all. Because if you can do it all, then there's no need for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You can't do it by yourself. You have to find somebody to lean on. And the word of God. Jesus invited us to call on him. In Matthew 11:28-30, come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Oh, man, that makes another chill go through my body. I mean, when you see someone that's in stress, that's in a stressful situation, when you see someone that is in need, regardless of what it may be, it could be an encouraging word, it could be a helping hand, it could be food, it could be maybe a few dollars, when you see this, I mean, and if you study the word, and you look at Matthew, and you see that the burden is too heavy, and you don't know exactly what it is, but you look into his or her eyes, and you see the stressful situation, the depression, something might just fly out the handle. Just that encouraging words can happen. Just that buying a hamburger can happen. Just that reaching your head out and saying, how you doing, brother or sister? Just being there. You're lighting up their load. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Learning to lean on Jesus, to depend, rely, and rest on him is a crucial part of our spiritual journey. And if we can impart that into someone else, as we walk along our Christian journey, to tell them, you know, this is Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light. Allow him to carry your load. When we lean on the Lord, he will be our friend. He will help us carry on. Anytime you lean back in a chair or in your car or against a doorway or a wall, may it remind you to ask, am I leaning on the Lord at this moment? Yes, you are. When you lean back, he's there keeping you from falling on your face and putting your face in the mud. Our God is an awesome God. When we and as we take this journey to our destiny, we need to know that as we go down that path of righteousness, as we pass those on both sides to the right and to the left, we have to know that there's going to be someone that you're going to see with their eyes of help or that position, that disposition of help. That they might not be able to say, help me, brother, help me, sister, but you want to be there for them, to lean, for them to lean on you. And you want to give them that direction that God has given you. Give them that word that God has given you. Amen. And the significance of living, of our lives, should be the praise of God. The psalmist declared in verse 6, he said, my praise is continually of you. This is our only possible response to God's steadfastness and grace towards us. Even though we may not experience trouble, we will still trust and hope in the same God we know to be our rock and our fortress. Amen. And who is worthy of our continual praise. Amen. I just want to say this in closing and blessing in Isaiah 41 and 10. It says, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. I mean, Isaiah 41:2 tells you, it expresses anything you need to know. Do not fear, for I am with you. God is with you. No matter what you're going through, do not be afraid, for I am your God. Amen. He's telling you, he's more than the world against you. He's there with you. Don't be afraid, because he's standing strong, and he wants you to stand upright. He wants you to get up and walk. Pick your bed up and walk. Amen. He said, I will strengthen you. I will help you. This is God's word. You can't go wrong. His word is not going out void. Just study it. You know, just put it in your spirit. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. Oh, man, that is just too much. I mean, our God is an awesome God. I mean, in Psalm 3:5, it says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. And in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. That's why you need a study to show yourself approved. When the obstacles, with adversities, when the Satan gets in your face, you want to know that, hey, you know, I'm not afraid of you. You can, as Papa said, Pastor Teresa, Doc stated, you know, you got to use the word in her warfare boot camp that she teaches. You got to use the word to fight the enemy. Because then he'll use the word of fact. He's going to laugh at you. He's going to say, you know, Peter and Paul, you know, he's going to say, look, you know, I'm going to say to you that because you're weak. He said, you know, I know you, but the man Jesus, you know, he's going to run for them. So if you study the word to show yourself approved, and you stand up for what is right, and you spiritually anchor in the Lord, you know, you cannot be moved. You won't be like the tree planted by the rivers of water. You shall not be moved. It says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. And when you run into adversity, you know, pray, ask God, talk to him, and let him direct where you should go. In all thy ways, you acknowledge God in everything you do. You know, before you start your race, before you start your game, before you do whatever you want to do, you go to work, you get up in the morning, acknowledge God, and he should direct your path. He will keep that pathway clear for you. So then when trouble comes your way, when dire situation comes, when those darts are shooting at you, you would know how to handle it because you got the best tape on you. You can reflect those darts. You can take that projectile and throw it somewhere else. Amen? Our God is an awesome God. I just want to thank each and every last one of you today for being obedient to the word, to God, and just being dedicated to showing up and supporting the word of God and allowing God to drop something into your spirit so you can carry on for the rest of the day, for the rest of the week. So you can share something with someone else, where someone tells you, man, I feel down. I don't feel good. Something's not right. You can impart something good into this spirit. Impart something good into this spirit. And because you don't know what they might be going through, so you have to watch what you say and what you cannot say. I just want to just jump this into your spirit. I was at the veteran hospital years ago, and I was, you know, I can remember being in law enforcement there years ago, starting off, and I can remember I was talking with one guy that was on the table, and he was amputated from the waist down, so he's on his belly, and he's got the table with the big wheels, wheelchair wheel, and I know that I was talking to him one day. They had a boxing ring at this veteran hospital, and I was helping him. You know, I was having boxing exhibition going on, and I can remember making a statement. I said, "Oh man, I said I'm tired," you know. And he said, he looked at me. He said, "Brother QT," he said, "you know," he said, "if I could just have your legs for just 5 minutes, so I could run around this complex," he said, "I would never be tired." You know, so you really know what people are going through. So sometimes you have to watch what you say when you're wrong, person, because, you know, if we were in that situation, we don't know their situation. But he imparted that into me, and it's so meaningful. So, you know, be thankful for what we've got. And so that's why I say, if we can help, you know, someone, and it will go a long way. It will go a long way. So I want to thank you once again for listening to the word of God and listening to a message that I hope you received. I'm just a vessel that God is using. But like I said, we have some great, great, great teachers that speak it on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You got Brother David on Tuesday, Pastor Papa's sister. I mean, Pastor Papa's Teresa Box on Wednesday. You got Bill Fancy. You got Pastor Lancaster coming on. You got Prophetess B on Monday. So then we got some good words to impart take into you. So it's just thank you once again. I love you with the love of Christ. Amen. And I'm gonna let Prophetess and Teresa Box run in the closure. She does a very, very good job of doing that. Amen.
Praise God, everyone. For God is faithful. He's good. He is so much God. I want to just encourage you today that no matter what you're going through, understand that you can cast your care upon the Lord. For he says, cast your cares on me. God is strong. He's big enough to handle everything that we can imagine that we may have to deal with. Amen. In Psalm 55, 22, and the B clause of that says, give us a wonder. He gave us wonderful promises. He said, if you cast your care on the Lord, he said, he will sustain you. Listen, he will never let the righteous fall. And I hear you saying, the righteous, well, we are the righteous of God through Christ Jesus. So it's because of what he did on the cross that we are the righteousness of God. Amen. So God is speaking to you and I. Cast your cares upon the Lord. I don't care what you're going through. You can lean on him. We can trust him. As my niece says, I'm getting bigger and I'm getting stronger. And it's only because we cast our cares upon the Lord. See, this scripture is so dear to me because I understand no matter what struggles or adversity that we may meet, that God is there. And ever since Adam and Eve was cast from the garden, mankind has faced all kind of distress. It comes in many different ways and many different forms. But regardless on the method, the struggle is just as real as any. So just in part, biblical truth, understanding concerning adversity, God will not leave you, nor will he ever forsake you. So we can always lean. We can always lean. I don't think just lean right now. You can always lean on him. You can always trust him. And then I'm going to leave you with this. I want you to study the scripture, Romans 8 and 35. Romans 8 and 35. And the Bible says, can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Can anything? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity? Does it mean that he don't love us if we have persecution, if we're hungry, if we're destitute, if we're in danger, or we're threatened with death, or burdens, or trials, or tests, or heavy laden? No, I have good news for you. Can anything separate you from the love of God? No. So as Apostle Paul, give us hope. In Romans 8, let nothing, let no water drip, let no lawn problem, no roof leak, no telephone bill, no baby need diapers, husband and left you, let nothing, hallelujah, separate you from the love of God. Amen. And I pray that you hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. He changes not. Lean on him. You can trust him. So I want to say God bless everyone. Thank you once again for being awesome partners with the ministry. We thank all of you that have sold into the ministry. And we even thank you that are going to sow. And even those that you're keeping us in your prayers. We request that you pray for us as you pray for others. Keep us lifted up before the Lord, because as we endeavor to do His will, Satan always tries to attack. So we need your prayers. When you come on the line, say a prayer for Elder and I and our families, our entire families, our sons, grandchildren. Just pray for us as we may be able to continue to teach and preach and encourage and coach and mentor and counsel and give and share. Amen, amen. We love you from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. We love you. So God bless you for your diligence. And again, as we pray for you, continue to keep us in your prayers. So Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this hour of power. God, we ask you to come into our hearts so that those that don't know you in the pardon of their sin, God, that they would accept you and know that you are the only hope, that you are the answer, that you are the solution. We thank you, Father, that everyone on the line will accept that Jesus died, did not stay dead, that death had no power over the grave. Lord God, that he is the Son of God, that they will accept you in their hearts and confess with their mouth, and that thou shall be saved. So we decree and declare that the angels are rejoicing because someone has accepted Christ as their Lord and their Savior. Amen and amen and amen. Amen. And in closing, we're going to begin to have singers on our broadcast. So if you got a voice to sing, we are summoning your voice to come and say, yes, I'll sing for the broadcast. Yes, I'll play the piano, I'll play the organ, I'll play the trumpet, I'll play my violin, I'll play my flute. We are asking those to have their anointing, and you're gifted in those areas. Please give us a call at area code 313-583-9739. Or you could just shoot us an email at kingdombuildersplaza@gmail.com. And don't forget, if you're sowing into good ground by going to www.giveify.com. That's GIVELIFY. We are delighted and excited that you have chosen to partner with us as we continue to build God's kingdom on earth. Bless everyone and just allow your heart to say yes. We love you and be at peace.
I love you.